This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. House Speaker and Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson and the Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries have announced a bipartisan House task force. It will consist of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats. They will investigate the assassination attempt and say they'll get answers for the American public. New news coming out yesterday that the shooter fired 8 shots before a sniper shot the alleged shooter. The sniper was not the one seen in most of the videos, though. It was a sniper team that was much further away from the scene. With Vice President Kamala Harris stepping into the presidential race, there's not much of a shift in Louisiana. Here's Sean Richardson.
Right now, what we're still seeing out there would be polls that were conducted last week or this weekend before the full impact of Kamala Harris's substitution has been felt.
That's John Cuvion of JMC Analytics and Polling, and he says that by Friday, there should be initial Trump-Harris numbers out, but are not likely to change until Trump and Harris debate on September 10th.
By then, Kamala Harris will have made an impression with voters, and by the way, at that point of the debate, North Carolina will already be mail-in voting.
I'm Sean Richardson.
A Tulane University study is researching to see if estrogen can help women overcome cognitive issues later in life. Professor of brain science, Dr. Jill Daniel, says they're using rodents to test the theory, and so far, it appears that short-term estrogen use in middle age leads to improved brain health long after the use.
If a woman is healthy going into her 50s, the thought is that estrogen will be neuroprotective and will be beneficial for brain health.
Estrogen use, also known as hormone replacement therapy, is usually given to women to treat menopausal symptoms like hot flashes on a short-term basis. Because women are almost twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's compared to men, Daniel says they're investigating to see if the typical drop in estrogen due to menopause is a factor. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM Public Radio.